many visual artists struggled to make and sell their work during the pandemic. Some found inspiration and an audience at Hanger Art Company. Arts correspondent Brianna Groh talks with the owners of the new downtown Bloomington gallery.
At first blush, a pandemic doesn't sound like a great time to open a gallery. But if there is such a thing as a silver lining when it comes to COVID-19, the owners of Hanger Art Company seem to have found one. As the name suggests, Hanger is big, 4,500 square feet to be exact. Santino Lemancusa had something much smaller in mind when he was looking for a shop to sell his photography. And then he came across the former Half Hazard Press suite on East Jefferson Street. Looking at those big blank walls got Lemancusa thinking about a piece of art he'd recently bought online from local painter Jeff Bess.
It was a large piece. It was 3 feet by 4 feet. And the painting was called Life is a Highway, and it featured a roadkill possum that was smiling, floating out of the sky. It was just a surreal piece.
Bess told Lemancusa the piece had been sitting around his studio for some time. Just where in town would one exhibit a giant roadkill possum? That gave Lemancusa a big idea.
We could feature large original works from real, you know, local artists that people around town might not have seen before.
Bess is now one of 11 artists currently showing at Hanger Art Company. Just steps away from Bess's darkly surreal scenes, rainbow figures dance across the works of Chicago-based painter Peter Thaddeus. In a normal year, Thaddeus would be working the Chicago Art Festival circuit. But in 2020, Thaddeus was mostly showing his work online.
Which is awful.
His exhibition at Hanger includes 3 pieces from his Pride series.
It's all about life, love, and pride and all the vibrancy of the LGBTQ community.
Lemancusa says he's most excited to show Vogue, a piece that pays homage to the queer people of color of the 1980s Harlem ballroom scene. Figures bathed in color pose and dance with a fluidity that's come to define Thaddeus's whimsical style.
Peter's work is just something I thought of immediately as not being represented anywhere around here.
Gallery co-owner Ayana Zachary says different seems to be what visitors are craving.
I have seen everyone of all ages, genders. Everyone stops and looks and smiles. And it's bright, it's interactive, it's loving, it's positive, and it opens a dialogue into some things and ideas that we're not always talking about.
Zachary says getting people talking is a major aim at Hanger.
When I moved here, there wasn't a place like this, a big space, not just for art to be, but for people to be, a gathering place, somewhere where people could share ideas or come to work, get inspiration.
Zachary and Lemancusa say they wanted the space itself to encourage visitors to come in and stay a while. So they included seating, kept the bar, and added a pool table and a jukebox. The space also includes a stage that Zachary says they plan to use for live performances.
What we've seen as people come in is we're attracting not just visual artists, but artists of every kind. And so as we meet with more writers, musicians, performers, we are getting closer and closer to having those types of presences here also.
Both Zachary and Lemancusa say the positive feedback from the arts community is gratifying, but it's even more encouraging to watch their featured artists enjoy the exposure. Pat Boyer exhibits his sculptures under the name Fort Coyote. Boyer fashions his figurines from reclaimed wood and scrap parts from computers, tools, and farm equipment that, despite their robotic appearance, are full of personality. Zachary remembers the first time Boyer sold a piece at Hanger.
Seeing Pat's face when the first time somebody bought something or wanted to talk to him about his work because he hadn't had that opportunity before. I mean, it was one of those once in a lifetime things for him, and we were honored to get to be a part of that.
From first time exhibitors to diverse subject matter to tucked away works from longtime artists, visitors at Hanger are likely to encounter something they've never seen before, something that makes Lemancusa and Zachary extremely proud. I'm Brianna Groh.
You can follow Hanger Art Company on Facebook for upcoming events and artist features.